From the front line.
It's not going to work, man.
From the tailgates. Representing KTYR and its stakeholders, we are the Forum for the Fans, the Bleed Blue Show. Flying solo, here's your host, Chris.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's see if you guys can hear me out there, man. I don't know what's going on behind the scenes. I'm not supposed to be hosting, but I'm not exactly sure the whereabouts of Chris, but shout out to Chris. Giants got destroyed at home, embarrassed in front of the country. NFC East rivalry. You know, this is the reason why I can't fucking stand the Philadelphia Eagles. Everybody's on this... I hate Dallas, man. You know, Dallas Cowboys shit. It's always been the Philadelphia. Well, I would say always, but definitely been the Eagles since 1997-ish for me. I think I kind of swore I talked to Bakes and Carl on Thursday about exactly this. Didn't I say that shit? I should look up the clip that I said. We never had a letdown game up until this point. And what if we get smoked or something like that? I didn't say exactly like that, but there was a letdown game possibly in here, and a lot of Giant fans in general, like social media, and then just on the boards, Twitter. You know, they think it would have been competitive. This shit was never competitive today, man. We got an ass kicking, straight up. Ass kicking all across the board, man. We have literally 1 hour to get this shit in. I'm sorry for the technical difficulties. That's another thing. Let me say something. This is not my fault or Chris's fault. We got to get with the whole site, the BTR, the Blog Talk, because apparently on Thursday, there are callers that could not get into the queue. I did not know that at the time on Thursday. There was, you know, I was wondering, like, hey, you know, you didn't hear from the usual suspects on their picks and this and that and the other. And apparently, we've had this issue maybe like, 2 years ago on Blog Talk Radio? I remember there was a whole entire week we could not get in the queue, including the host, like me or Chris, either or. Where callers couldn't get in because they're getting busy signals. This, I'm telling you this right now, that is not us. That ain't Steve. That ain't Chris. I will have to reach out to the BTR people probably sometime tonight or maybe tomorrow to get that squared away. I think we've having been the same issue. Giants get smoked at home. Playoff chances are fucking slipping away. Let's get everybody going. I don't even have no pen. I just jumped on because I'm getting hit up by different stakeholders about where the hell are you guys at. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm not even supposed to host right now. This is my day off. I can't see. Who's this? Let's see. All right, Kristen. What up, Chris? I think this is Kristen. Kristen, is this you? Can you hear me out there? I hope I'm not talking to no
dead
air.
Yeah, I can hear you. No, I'm here. Can you hear me?
What's up? How you doing? Hold on, we're gonna get everybody on. Okay, I just want to make sure because
I just want to let you know I conference called Lady Blue in because she couldn't get in the show. So
I'm here also.
She's on my line.
So she had that same issue. She had the same issue like you did on Thursday.
Yeah,
then,
Thursday.
Right.
Yeah.
I tried calling in 13 times, and all I would get was a fast busy. So I texted Kristen to conference call me in.
She got a busy, and I got on Thursday, all circuits are busy.
I don't know nothing about that, and that's the God's honest truth. I'll look into it. I think we've had this issue like 2 years ago. Anyway, hold tight. We'll let you guys lay off first, because holy fucking shit. All right, Carl, what up, man? How you doing, sir? Say hello, man.
Steve, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, there we go. Hey, good afternoon, everybody. Good to hear from you all. Hey, tough loss, but hey, we'll talk about it.
Congratulations on the 4 points for the confidence pick, though, man. You nailed that. You're definitely right there. And there's a positive on the personal level.
That was the easiest 4 points ever.
Right, right. All right, hold on. Hold tight, sir. Let's go. Let's see. I think this is Bakes. Bakes, what's up, man? How you doing, sir?
Bruh. The network changed the game. We were getting beaten so bad that the network changed the game and went to the Texans Cowboy game.
Good yep. Lord.
Here in Florida, they went to the Bills game.
Man, I got no ammo for Eagle fans.
Embarrassment,
though.
Bro.
Once I get every caller on here, I'm not saying shit, man. I'm just, like I said, I'm filling in for Chris. I don't know where Chris is, to be quite honest. I'm not to throw him under the bus. I'm sorry for the delays and the technical difficulties that's outside of our problem. And once I get every stakeholder on, I'm literally not going to say nothing. I'm going to just let y'all rant, cuss. Like, we haven't had a rant, cuss session in years on the show, and I think today's a perfect day for that. Let's see. Dre. I think this is Dre. Dre, what's up? Is this you, man?
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, Lady Blue, Bakes, y'all ain't miss nothing. Y'all ain't miss nothing.
Cuss.
Bro.
I want a lot of cussing. Just cuss, man. Don't hold it back, man. There's no FCC. There's no FCC on the podcast, man. You can do what you want, man. Today is your day.
Ray, don't worry about it. I've got NFL Direct ticket. I was able to still watch the slaughter.
All right, say that again, Dre, one more time.
What?
Lady Blue.
I saved the rant. Yeah, I saved the rant for the show. This is just the introduction, so.
Yeah. All right, cool. Yeah, I'm going to shut the fuck up. Kristen, listen, you are Derek Jeter. You are Ozzie Smith. You're Ricky Henderson. You get my drift, Kristen? Set the fucking tone. If you feel where I'm coming from. We need all this, man. We need smoke.
I'm burning up mad.
Oh, I'm locked and loaded.
Hard,
so.
Y'all. Get the dragon out. Get Cersei
I'm burning
out,
up
all
mad.
That.
Oh, yeah, Drew Carey's.
Yeah, get
day.
All that.
I already lit up the stadium. People are burning right now. So, Drew Carey, that's it.
Go for
One
it. I'm going on mute, man. I'm going on mute.
It was... humiliating, okay? There's no gray area today. We all knew what we were up against. We all knew we weren't going to win, but we expected better, okay? It was embarrassing, humiliating. That stupid kick on special teams, what in the fucking fuck? You couldn't just land on the ball. You couldn't just land on it. Just lay on it. That's all you had to do. Drop to the ground and roll. Stop, drop, and roll. That's all you had to do. Any opportunity we had, we blew it. We absolutely blew it. We cannot run the ball with this fucking defense. It wasn't happening. It was all for nothing. And then at the end of the game, we're going to sprinkle a little Tyrod Taylor in there to add insult to injury. I mean... We went from bad to worse today. We went from bad to worse. Brightwell, we only saw him one time today. Where the hell was he? The pressure from Hurts, I think he was only pressured, what, three times the whole entire game? The entire game. The margin for error today was zero. There was a time when Hurts ran right in. Nobody touched him. And if you saw him on the sideline looking at the tablet, looking at the replay, he said nobody was around. I could read lips very well. Nobody was there. That's what he said. He ran right in. No coverage, no tackles, no nothing. There was nothing today. Missed tackles were bananas. Tibbs, Holmes, Love, they did, I guess, almost the best that they could with what they were given, you know. We can't just sprinkle some good people in there and expect wonderful things to happen. It's not going to work. We were up against the number one freaking team in our division, as much as I freaking painfully have to say that. The weapons on offense that the Eagles had were ridiculous, were absolutely ridiculous. We were outplayed, outnumbered, and then that stupid – illegal formation call, ridiculous. stupid little shit like that adds up when we had zero margin for error today. It was humiliating. We had 78 yards rushing. 78. That's it. That's it. I don't know what else to say. I mean, thank God James held on to the ball today. I appreciate that. Poor Danny, nothing. It was not his doing today. It wasn't on him today. It was on the line. It was on the defense. It was on the offensive line. Sloppy. Just after the first half, it was over. Second quarter, I knew it was over. We should have threw the towel halftime and just called it a day. It was unreal. There are no words. It was just sloppy and just unreal. Moreau needs to go fly a kite some friggin' where. That guy is useless. Absolutely useless. The penalties, you think this asshole would understand and learn from it. And here we are again. It makes no sense to me. They got to straighten up. There's a lot of work we got to do. And this is just the beginning for us. You know, the season could be over, but we finished pretty good. Listen, we were up against the best team, probably in the NFL. The stadium was ridiculous. I'm so glad I did not go. I feel bad for the people who did go because the fans there are just absolutely, they're just a bunch of animals. So I just pray for us. I hope we just get better with these injuries. We need our receivers to really bring it and finish up, man. I don't know what else to say. Bleed blue.
The law of averages catches up with us. So we played the best team in the NFL today. And listen, we front ran in that early part of this year. That Tennessee game, a lot of you guys were at. We stole one, the Baltimore game, but some of these games are catching up with it. Oh, I mean, before we go to Lady Blue, I think Vic wants to say something from the heavens. Shout outs to Vic from the great Vic, Prez Vic from Jersey Blue. And oh my God, I mean, it still ages well. 15
minutes. This is that last minute and a half, man.
It was a wrap. So, Lady Blue, man, are you burning up, man? I mean, this is...
Oh, my God.
I'm burning up, man.
I drank so much today during the Giants game. It was unreal. I was yelling and screaming, but I kind of figured we'd get blown out, and I was hoping I was wrong, but I knew I wasn't going to be. Once I saw the first two quarters... Moreau, I can't stand that son of a bitch. I wish I was at the stadium with a sniper rifle. I mean, he's horrid. I mean, oh my God. And to see Linval Joseph and Bradbury on that team just breaks my heart. I don't know why we ever got rid of them two. I mean, I wish we didn't. Then again, it wasn't that was the other asshole, Gettlebum, that got rid of them. But, yeah, we really screwed the pooch today on all sides. Offense, the only good bright spot is DJ didn't turn the ball over. I mean, that's the only positive thing I can honestly say about today's game is we did not turn the ball over. Special teams was atrocious. Right after we had good feelings of getting a touchdown and special teams gives up a 66-yard run back. Really, people? Really? Your offense just worked their ass off to get in the end zone, and you're going to screw the pooch like that? I mean, defense, yeah, Love had that one missed tackle, Love, when they went for it on fourth down, and they wound up getting a touchdown. Oh, my God. I mean, I love him to pieces because he's basically right now the only guy that we know is playing in our secondary, but I wanted to punch his lights out for missing that tackle. But it was just – it was horrid. I mean, it was a horrid. Like I said, when I saw it raining, I was like feeling so bad for the fans in the stands, let alone that it was the Eagles fans who were the worst fans in the NFL. But for us to get a trouncing like that with those assholes in our stadium, and then we got to do this again in a few weeks, we just need to learn from our mistakes, and it's on to Washington. We need to have at least one flip and win in our division. We have to. I mean, this is ridiculous. We're now 0-3 against our division. And, yeah, our playoff chances are slipping further and further away. I mean, it's with Dallas winning in the last 20 seconds of the game, Minnesota lost. But still, I mean, if we lose to Washington next week, I have a feeling we're done. I mean, it's a wrap. But I think they even said, Brian Daboll said that in all his years in the NFL, he's never had a team with this many injuries. And I don't know if that means the game is changing that bad from back in the 70s and 80s or players are getting more and more like pussies. I mean, because I remember back in the day, I don't care. I mean, you had a shoulder injury, you would get a cortisone shot. If you had a dislocated shoulder, they'd pop that bad boy back in and your ass would be back on the field. I mean, today they have turf toe and they have a hangnail and they're out for the rest of the game. I mean, what the hell, people? It's just, I don't understand all the injuries. That, and I'm just happy and I can't wait for us to get a new turf because I know that has to do a lot of it. But these injuries are ridiculous. And like I said, I don't know if the game has just changed that much or if the players have become that soft. But, hey, I still bleed blue every day, 365, 24/7. I will never, ever stop buying Giant stuff, and they'll always be my team. But, damn, they pissed me off today. Bleed blue, on to Washington.
All right, cool. Thank you. Oh, my goodness, man. I wasn't even prepared to do this with you guys today, but I'm going to let you guys sign off. I mean, this is why we're here Sundays after the game, to rant and rejoice. So let's go to Carl. Carl, congratulations again, once again, on the 4 points and the confidence. I mean, it was probably, like you said, it was the easiest 4 points probably all season, like you said. But go ahead, fire away. We'll go to Bakes after that. I think we got Lit with us, Sean with us, somebody else is with us. Yeah, go ahead, Carl, fire away.
Actually, Steve, can I swap with the next person? Because I gotta handle a situation right here for about the next, like, 5 minutes and come. I'll be in the house. So if you can give me, like, if I can swap with the next person, that'd be great.
All right, cool. All right, well, Bakes will have no problem with that. Hey, Bakes, I heard your rant earlier. Continue on, sir.
I'm usually never this disgusted, but I am, like, disgusted. And like you said, to your point, we talked about it, and I was like, man, they're going to at least show up in terms of effort. And I felt like they laid down, bro. And part of it is, I've been saying this all year, and, you know, we are overmatched in the division. We are overmatched with a void of talent. We got a dude that got picked up off waivers that's starting at wide receivers. We got another dude that dropped two punts that's starting at wide receiver. Crazy. The line, no matter what we did, we got two first rounders. It don't matter. It still hasn't gotten any better. I saw Saquon take a handoff, and by the time he had the ball in the hand, two guys was waiting for him. What can you do with that? And then we got the normal lack of effort, missed tackles, you know, bad plays. There's not much just to do. Like you said, we were front-loaded with winnable games, and we took advantage of the majority of them. We stole one, like you said, against the Titans. I believe that. You know what I'm saying? And we were prosperous, and we were playing with house money. But now we're in the meat of the schedule. And with all that, even with what we're doing, we can't do anything more with it. Once they had 21, I was like, yo, I told my wife, I'm like, yo, the game over. She was like, yep, because we averaged 20, and that was it. That was it. They didn't have to score anymore, and they would have won 21-14, but they would have looked respectful. But they dropped the hammer on us, and I don't blame them. I'm getting calls from Eagles fans, which I don't even get no more. I'm getting calls. They blowing my Facebook up. They texting me. This shit is embarrassing. And they have every right to do so because we didn't show up. We didn't have to win, but all them other games that we lost, we at least made it close, made it respectable. It's embarrassing, and I understand we're starting a new regime, and we're changing over, and a lot of these pieces won't be here next year because, yo, we're injury-ridden and we're talent-ridden. So it's like it's so frustrating because we're right there. We need 3 more wins to really make the playoffs. I don't see it. I really don't see it.
Nobody can't show me the three wins.
I can't.
Nobody can show me the three wins.
Yeah.
It's frustrating. You know what I'm saying? We could talk about all the plays and all the different things. There was no opportunities for us to win yesterday, and that's what I was worried about. I was just trying to be positive and saying, yeah, but in my back of my mind, I was like, yo, we're going to get blown out. I felt that twice this year, this game and the Cowboy game, and thankfully they showed up in the Cowboy game.
See, that's the thing. I thought when we talked on Thursday, right, me, you, and Carl, we were talking, and I said, I can't remember exactly how I asked that.
Yeah.
You don't think we had a letdown game in this? Because I didn't feel like we had that yet. And sometimes a lot of teams
right. Yeah,
that,
I mentioned that,
game.
And I was like, And I said I didn't think so because they've always competed throughout these games. Because I really thought we were going to get blown out against the Cowboys on Thanksgiving, and they really competed. I just didn't feel. Yeah, we played the best team in the league. It's hard for me to say they're running on all cylinders. I don't think they're going to win the Super Bowl, but right now they're the best team in the league. They're clicking on cylinders, all phases. They're clicking. I can't take that from them. And they we can't execute. That's the problem. We have plans and things. We cannot execute consistently. That's the problem that we have. We always go into a game, first 3-4 series, no score. Three and out. We don't really start playing until the second half. I'm like, why? Why we can't get out to a fast start? And even a couple of times we do get out to a fast start, we lead the team in the game. We're just not that good. Let's everybody understand, we're just not that good. And the early part of our schedule was super easy with a bunch of winnable games. And still, if we executed really well, we could have had a way better record because we let a couple of them games go. But we go into the hardest part of our schedule, which is crazy that they ended all the division games really at the end of the season. Bro, we couldn't even beat Washington. It's embarrassing. I thought that was embarrassing too.
Because
we let so many opportunities go.
They're a decent team.
Bro?
I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying though. I get your point though. The division is actually competitive, 1-4. We might be
competitive. Yes.
We're probably the fourth
team. Yeah,
Yeah. Let me ask you this real quick. Actually, because Carl wanted to speak after you, but I want you to have a back and forth with Carl. But let me ask you this, because I was thinking about this when we were getting smoked in the first half, and I was talking, oh, my God. I'm getting hit up by Eagle fans all in the first quarter, dog. And let me tell you something, man. I got a lot of family in Philly, right? And we were talking, and I asked him, because this is actually related to you, because you know you're a Syracuse alumni. When I was talking about Donovan McNabb, and I said, like, all those years, I felt like the tide turned with the Giants the year after we went to the NFC Championship or the Super Bowl, however you want to look at it. Ever since then, it felt like we never got a grip on that Eagles. Like, it feels like it's been dominant Eagles for 20 years, to be honest with you. I mean, we've had a win
Yeah, I agree with that. And especially when they got fucking DeSean Jackson.
Oh, God.
It used to be back and forth. We had games where OC had five sacks against McNabb. And it used to be back and forth. You know, we know it'd be competitive. But when they got DeSean Jackson, bro, it changed, man. It just changed. And I don't feel like we can't beat them. I can't remember the last time we beat them. The last time I remember beating them, we had Cruz. When Cruz was at the top of his game, we beat him. I think we beat him twice. That, you know what I'm saying, when they had Nandy and he burnt Nandy like the whole game.
We did win one last year against them, but before that, it felt like, 6 years?
Right.
There was one game where we played them last game of the year. Ruben Randle caught a garbage touchdown, but that game don't count. We were already out of the playoffs. I'm talking about a meaningful division game.
Right.
Yeah.
It's rough, bro. And I understand what you're saying. I understand what you're saying about the Eagles probably being the arch nemesis, you know, because they're right down the street from, you know, right down the turnpike from us. And, you know what I'm saying? They're probably at the tops, you know, and they got terrible fans. I mean, Cowboy fans are delusional, but Eagle fans are terrible fans. And they always want to fight
it's
and shit like that. So
it's I understand them. I want you to get it back and forth from Carl and let Carl fire away. It's like the reason why I hate the Eagles more than the Cowboys, because, well, the Cowboys are fake to me. They're kind of like manufactured. Like, yeah, there's some real fans in like Fort Worth, the Metroplex, Dallas, you know, in Texas. But then there's a lot of fans that are like, you know, in New Jersey, New York, all up and down the East Coast. They're manufactured there because
all everywhere,
you know,
LA, all
right,
they're all over.
They're the fake ones. Right, exactly. But the difference between that and the Eagles, I feel like, you know, remember the game, you know, Street Fighter, you know, the video game? It feels
mm-hmm.
like if you,
yeah.
like, the Giants are Ken and the Eagles are Ryu. They're the same exact same type of fan, but there's just different colors. And that makes it annoying because
mm-hmm.
they're like us, we're like them. They just happen to be for that team. But the different, another slight difference is they only have one team each sport, where we have like two in each sport. So it's kind of split
right.
with Giants and Jets, Yankees, Mets, you know what I'm saying? Rangers,
yep.
it's like three hockey teams. So that's the difference. But honestly, they're no different than us. They're just as passionate because all of their fans go into one fan box for one sport, where we kind of like Giants and Jets. You know what I'm saying? I think that's how I look at it. You have anything you
I
want
to say?
Hey,
them
guys,
to be extra grind.
Wait,
I just find
hey,
them to be
hey,
grimy
guys?
Fans, though, man.
They
That's
are,
my
they
problem.
Are, a lot
hey,
of them
guys,
are. They,
hey,
they
guys,
are more like
the last time we swept the Eagles was in 2007 when we went 2-0.
Shit. That's a long time ago.
Yeah. Just look it up.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah. It's,
now,
it's going to be tough sledding these last four games.
Bakes, do you want to say anything to Carl or anything you want to ask him? I shouldn't even be talking to him. I want you guys to go ahead and fire away. You guys can just jump
listen,
in if you want. Let everybody
I
speak if y'all can
just jump in. I want Carl to spit his truth because there's nothing really to ask, man. We all seem like it just felt like we lay down. Well, I could ask him, do you feel like it was poor execution and that we quit or we just got our ass beat?
Man.
The latter. We talked about it on Thursday, that if the Eagles basically just showed up for the game and do what they kind of normally have done to everybody this season, the results today were going to be the results that we saw. The only way the Giants, we thought, could win the game is if the Eagles basically took the game for granted. And after about, 15, 18 minutes, when it was clear that the Eagles were taking the game seriously, hey, you know, there was no matchup. Like I thought about it as I was watching the game. When the Giants were rushing four guys, the Eagles were protecting them. When the Giants were sending a blitz, the Eagles were protecting them. When the Giants happened to get a guy home to get the Jalen Hurts, Hurts would either escape the pocket or make a play. And then on the off chance that something did break down, there'd be a tremendous Jalen Hurts pass. And that's where I have to give him credit for his own personal development. Like, if you just watch some of the accuracy on his throws today, to think about this as well, you know, he was hampered by the fact that the Eagles dropped, like, six passes that were, like, easy money today. Like, there were a couple of them. There was one pass over the middle to A.J. Brown where Hurts had rolled out to his right, threw a pass across the middle. There was like, if you put a circle in the field, like there was literally like no Giant there around A.J. Brown, but he just, you know, happened to drop the ball. So like some of the passes and the quality of throw that Hurts was making, like there was nothing that the Giants could do. And then when you got the lead about 14, 17, 21, whatever the number was, you know, the idea of the Giants running the ball went right out the window, just like Tennessee found out on last week. When they got down 21-0 against them, Derrick Henry, we could basically put him on the bench. Like there was nothing else that was going to happen there in that game. So from that standpoint, and here's the other thing too. You saw the distinct talent difference between the Philadelphia Eagles and the Giants. Like even if the Giants were healthy, I think the results probably still would have been exactly the same. So that's kind of where I look at it. You know, the Eagles, barring anything crazy, like barring like a game where they like drop the ball like nine times and turn the ball over three times in the postseason, like nobody's beating them in the NFC. They might lose in the Super Bowl, but they're not going to lose. Like that team is that good. So, you know, I can't be disappointed. Now, there are certain things that were under the Giants' control that, hey, the special teams, the punter – the kick return. I think the Giants had gotten within, like, was it 21-7 or 24-7 or whatever the number was, and Boston Scott ran the return back 70 yards. I'm like some of those things are under your control. The offensive pass interference on fourth down, again, that's under your control. Evan Neal, listen, I don't know if this is just a first-year thing. Like, his pass protection before he got hurt was bad, and since he came back, his pass protection is still bad. So I don't know how to evaluate that part of the equation with him. But right now, there's a part of me that's like, man, this guy's going to get Jones killed out here. Like, you know, so – but in the larger scheme of this thing, right, today's game meant nothing because the Giants could not improve their playoff standing or reduce it by the results of today's game. Now, you may be wondering how I come to that conclusion. If the Giants simply beat Washington next Sunday, they've got about an 85% chance of making the playoffs. And if they don't, it's about 15% or less. Like, that's just how the math plays out. So whatever happened today wasn't going to change that either way. Of course, you would like to have seen a better result, but that the chances of that happening were going to be very, very small. So overall, you know, whether it's, you know, guys committing the same penalties that we have seen, whether we've seen some unusual coaching decisions. Like, my favorite one today was, you know, we talked about it actually last week where we were saying, well, you know, the Giants have to be a little more conservative on fourth down because of the guys that are hurt and they don't have certain guys in the lineup. And then all of a sudden today, the second that they're down by 20 points, you may have noticed this today, it was like fourth and four at their own 30-yard line, and they were like, all right, hey, we got nothing to lose. Let's just go ahead and go for it. All of a sudden now, the equation suddenly changed. So I just found that very, you know, kind of hypocritical on the coach's part. But, you know, all in all, listen, the best team in the league did what the best team in the league does. That's kind of just how I looked at the game today.
Cool. Thank you. Now, you want to talk with Dre or anything you like to say to Dre about the game, or you want to ask him, and then Dre speak his piece after that?
Well, I guess the one thing I would wonder, and I'll ask Dre about this, you know, the quality of play from the offensive line in the last 6 weeks, starting from the Seattle game, has really gone down from the interior, from the left guard and out. And I'm trying to figure out, is that correctable, Dre, or is that a situation where teams have really kind of figured out those four guys, whoever those four guys that are playing on the line and are just sort of exploiting them?
Man, this year is weird all around. From us being 6-1 in the first half into now. The reason why I say it's weird is because in the past, you know, we've always had the late bye. But we couldn't wait to get to the bye because everybody was injured. Everybody's healthy after the bye. But for some reason, the bye come, and we're going into games with one starting offensive lineman on the damn line. Everybody else is injured. Both our cornerbacks is injured. Our starting safety injured himself on the bye. Is where I think mainly because of all the injuries at the time that it happened, like you said, the meat of the schedule. You know, it happened at the meat of the schedule when every damn team got a winning record except for the Colts, I believe. Every team that we played this second half and has played already has a winning record except for the Colts. So, I'm just waiting until basically next year. This team don't even deserve to go to the playoffs, man. I mean, we win against Washington, we won't win. I really don't care because if we get into the playoffs, we don't have enough talent and we're not healthy enough to even compete. And like I always said, we're not Dallas fans. Meaning, moral victories don't mean shit to me. I could give a damn if we went to the playoffs. Well, at least went to play. No, I'm not. No. I don't even. In number, I think that's who Kristen and Lady Blue was talking about, number 37. I don't know his name, but he's straight garbage.
Fabian Moreau.
Man. He's straight garbage. And I tell you another thing, man. It's like two of our players are going to get an extra paycheck on Tuesday, if you know what I mean. Because the damn kicker, that was a dumbass play. I don't even know how he lost the ball. He must have got paid off or something. Then Love on that touchdown, you the starting safety. You the only one we got left in the secondary that's worth a damn. And you playing just like the practice squad back there. No, and like I say all the time, you know, we let these teams hang around. Yeah, the Eagles ran the score up on us because that's what you're supposed to do. We got this mentality, this fake-ass culture, oh, you can't run the score up because it's bad sportsmanship. Now, granted, I'm still pissed off at what the Eagles did, and even though it wasn't really the Eagles, it was their coach, and he got fired, about them tanking that game so we couldn't go to the playoffs. Yeah, granted, it's a new coaching staff and everything. You know, they wasn't even on the team. Players weren't even on the team. Most players weren't even on the team when that happened, for them to get pissed off and want to go out there and rip somebody's head off. But you know what? The same coaching staff is going to be there next year. DJ might possibly be there. It's going to be some players there. And I guarantee you, they're still not going to play like they hate the Eagles, even after this. I guarantee you, because it's crazy, man. It's like bad sportsmanship if we you know, put the game out of reach when we're supposed to put it out of reach. Like D-Bake said, man, when it was 21, I was like, oh, yeah, they were 1 point over our season average. We got to get, you know, over 20 points, which I think we only did three times this year. So I was like, yeah, it's a done deal. And when they did that 4th and 7 and converted on it, I think they scored. Didn't they score?
Yeah, they scored. The defender, for whatever reason, didn't knock the ball out of Smith's hands for whatever reason. I don't know why.
Yeah, I think that was the Love play. I think that was when Love flew by. Yeah, okay. So I understood that because, listen, you're up 7-0. You got a team that can't score past 20 points or haven't scored past 20 points in I don't know how many weeks, but average 20 points. You average 28 points per game. You put up 30-plus last week and 40 the week before. If you don't make it, so what? You're going to score over 20 points anyway. That's the way I was looking at it. So I would have made the call too. But
Eagles had no respect for the Giants offense by doing that.
Exactly. So when are we going to see no respect for their offense or their team? And even with the Deshaun Jackson, the game heard around the world, the reason why we can't stand Deshaun Jackson. We even had that game won. And we hung around and let them catch up, and that's what happened. I mean, we got to get this mentality of get the run game going by any means necessary, no matter if we're winning or losing, mentality out of our head, man.
Well, they also need better players.
I mean, it's crazy. And then people say, okay, well, he don't have the receivers. You know, he don't have the talent to throw to or whatever. Okay, true. But I mentioned this after the Dallas game. DJ is damn near perfect rolling out of the pocket. We don't have the receivers, but he makes throws rolling out of the pocket. We didn't roll out of the pocket. What game was that? We was down by 10 with 5 minutes left, and we running the ball. Oh, Dallas. We didn't roll out of the pocket when that's all we did the first half, and we drove straight down the field on them. Last week, we throw three bomb passes incomplete and punt the ball because we're playing to go to overtime. Man, roll DJ out of the pocket. Even if we don't get a touchdown, the chances of us getting that field goal, getting in field goal range and winning the game by a field goal was much greater than us throwing three bomb passes trying to win the game like that. You got to roll DJ out, man. Throw them little 5, 6, 7 yard passes. If it's working, it's working.
Adrian, let me ask you, Steve, Bates, and everybody
else
a question.
Let
me pose it to all of you, because I noticed this when both teams kind of, you know, basically sort of conceded the game at a certain point. And I noticed the Eagles' second-string players, right? I was looking at the quarterback, the running back, Scott, Watkins. I saw some of the defensive players that they had. There's a chance, right, that the Giants might need to win the last game of the season in Philadelphia to get in the playoffs. And it had me wondering, as I was watching those guys play, I said, could the Giants beat the Eagles' second string right based on how they're currently configured right now? And I don't know the answer to that. I'll just pose to you guys that same question.
May?
Hold on.
I'm going to say maybe, because the fact that they tore our ass up this time, we already had our head down. We already gave up. Now, would they do that from start to finish four quarters? I don't know. Maybe, maybe not.
All right, let's do something real quick. Because Lit, Sean, Billy Bob's gone. These guys have been hanging on for a long time, waiting to speak. So, Lit, just say hello real quick. I'm going to bring on Sean, say hello, and I'm going to go right back to you, Lit. So, Lit, say hello real quick. How you doing, man?
Yeah, hello. The chicken tenders and French fries were fucking money today. Other than that,
wow.
All right, cool. Shout out to Lit. All right, I do see Billy Bob. Billy Bob's with us. All right, hold on. Sean, say hello real quick. We'll get the phone. Sean, you there? No? Maybe? Yes? No? Hopefully not having technical difficulties. All right, hold on. Sean, we got your mic open just in case. Billy Bob, are you there? Say hello to the people, man.
What's up, man? How y'all doing?
Okay, we are still rolling, right, because we know we've been having issues. So let's do this again. If you're not speaking, please mute your line, because I don't know who's giving us the background noise. But Carl, ask that question one more time to Lit, and then Lit could go on about the game or how he saw it today, and then we'll come there.
Yeah, for Lit, Billy Bob, Sean, and you guys, there's a chance. Who knows how it plays out, but there's a chance that the Giants might have to win in Philadelphia the last game of the season. And I'm looking at some of the Eagles' backup players that we saw today, and some of those guys have gotten some serious time, right? Like Minshew, who's played in the league, Boston Scott, who we know from past life, Quez Watkins, and some of the guys on the Eagles' defense. And it had me wondering, could the Giants' current roster, as it stands today, beat the Eagles' second-string roster if it came down to it in the last game of the season?
All right, let me go first on that. So real quick, I mean, I would say they laid down today, so I would say no, and I would use my my ammunition with that to be like, wait a minute, we matched up and played hard against Dallas, but we pretty much laid down to Philly, and you expect us to play up to Philly at the last game of the season for a playoff spot? Absolutely not.
I hope that wasn't the conclusion of the show. Are you guys still there?
Hell yeah, we here.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
It got
yep.
different. you just killed everybody's soul, Lit. Everybody's just
no.
That was Lit's mic drop right there.
Everybody on mute. Mic drop.
Like,
nice one.
I just said, like, absolutely not to Carl's question. The way we played, we laid down to first string, second string, and third string. And, I mean, if we play the way we played today, the last game against third, fourth, and guys off the street for Philly, absolutely not. We're not going to win. We laid down. I didn't understand that. We laid down, but we played Dallas. I don't understand that. There was no heart, no intensity, nothing in this game. They had our number at every spectrum of the game, except when Daniel Jones was making garbage touchdowns to pad his stats for everybody to salivate about giving him a contract extension.
Man, preach. Keep on. You're doing great. Keep on, man. Don't stop there.
No, I like the answer from Sean and Billy Bob. And you, Carl,
oh,
and Greg,
okay.
As well, too, please.
Oh, shoot. I mean, hold on. Let's do this. Before we go to Sean, hey, Dre, let's do this. Oh, actually, we haven't heard from Bakes. Bakes, do you want to respond to that real quick? I'm trying to get everybody on. Mix it in, man.
Yeah,
I want you guys on 30 minutes.
Bro, I mean, you've got a point. It's execution right now. You know, they have the plays, and they're just not making them happen. And he, like you said, getting numbers in garbage time. I totally agree. We lost a little moxie we had, and partially because we're playing way better teams. Because what
yeah.
we have is not good when we're matched up against better teams. It's not good enough. We stole a couple. You know, the Ravens weren't playing up to the Ravens weren't the Ravens level. We stole Tennessee. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, to me, the Detroit game was a telling game because it's just we're just not talented enough, and then we got hit by a tremendous amount of injuries, and we're not playing. You know, the coach is not gambling anymore. It's just not the same level of energy that we came out with, and we have some issues that we still haven't fixed with the offense. The offense has not improved. At no point in the season, they're the same offense from week one, now just minus a lot of people. So, yeah, I don't see us winning anymore. I can't point to a game that we can win. I really can't.
Okay.
Steve, let me ask a quick question here, and I'm going to need you, Carl Bakes, or anyone else to chime in on this. I don't care if you have Larry Curly Moe. Okay, I don't care if you have Larry Curly Moe Shemp as your wide receivers. How many 30 or 40-yard throws did Daniel Jones take today? I would say zero. There was no chunk play attempt. Can someone corroborate?
I'll quickly answer that, and then everybody else can answer, and we'll get Sean. My answer to that is Slayton is the only one that has the ability to go downfield currently that I see on this roster. Everybody else is just deer meat, dog. Yeah, they're deer meat.
No,
like,
but
I don't see
today.
Yeah, but you, here's it's another not. Point. So this is the point we brought up on Thursday. They have excellent corners, dude. Like, you know, we all know about Bradbury. He could play number two. Darius Slay. I mean, they have legit back end defense, dog. So it's like it's not as easy. I remember there was one shot they took downfield, and Bradbury was there, and the safety help was there. I mean, the Eagles had our number, dude. Like, they snitched out everything we had. It could have been
interception. So that's one, then.
You know.
Yeah, so that was one attempt.
That was one.
Giants were 0 for
okay.
1 on passes above 20 yards today, and that was the one.
Yeah. Anybody else want to answer that? Because that's a good question. Kristen, Lady Blue, you could quickly answer that so we could get Sean on and Billy Bob, because they've been waiting for a long time.
Darius Slayton has two receiving for 42 yards. His longest was 37. I don't know if that was yards after catch, but he got his longest today was.
All right. Came in that one play where Jones rolled out.
Yeah,
Jones rolled out, and he found Slayton on a play of like 10 yards, and then he turned
that
it into like an extra 20.
Other than that, it's only 19, 15, 16. Yeah, that was it. There was nothing over 20 after that.
Mm-hmm.
Kristen, you want to quickly answer that, and if Bake quickly answer that. I want to make sure everybody answers that before we get Sean on, Billy Bob.
Yeah, nothing really effective downfield. I mean, the man coverage was crazy. They were on this like right on rice. So, you know, even
they
had
the best corners.
Absolutely. So
the
run game
had the
was,
best corners.
That was
right
that
now.
Was done in the first yeah. quarter. That was a wrap. So even the passing game. Who the hell do we have? Who gets separation? One or two guys out of whoever we have? Possibly.
Well,
so, yeah.
Watson from Green Bay gets separation. Can't at least an attempt or two happen? I mean, I'm just saying.
Well, yeah, they're athletes. They should be getting separation. They should be pushing off of each other. Push off and get that extra 2 yards and get the extra tackle. That's what being athletic is all about. Nobody applied themselves today. I think Bake said it. We laid down.
Yeah. I want to see how strong DJ's arm is just for my shits and giggles.
You know, and not for nothing, he didn't have 2 seconds like he did last game. He didn't have 2 seconds to drop back. The center is no match for the defense. There's no way. There's no way. They were killing us.
Yeah.
He didn't have time to roll out anywhere.
I think we're missing one person. Let's get – Dre, can you quickly answer that? We got to get Sean and Billy Bob. I mean, they've been waiting for a long time. I'm sorry for those guys, man. Hey, Dre, quickly answer that real quick.
No plays down the field, but like I said, man, roll out, throw them 5, 6, 7 yards. It works. It works. I mean, I really don't know what else to say.
I hear that, man. Sean, are you there, man? Are you there, Sean? No?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, go ahead, man. Spit your piece, bro.
I will say this, because sometimes you see, like, the score of what teams do to other teams until that team plays your team. And been watching football for a long time. And I almost saw a perfect game by another team because they dropped balls they shouldn't have dropped, and then the ones that they probably shouldn't have caught, they caught running away, separation. There was nothing the Giants can do. There was nothing. There was their line was opening up holes that I could have had 75 yards in. They're just that good. And I get it. We're disappointed. There's excuses being made. We could have did this. We should have tried this. We should have tried that. There's nothing we could have tried. Like, Philly was actually trying their best not to score 50. And they got how many points? Like, we just don't, it's been talked about for the longest, we just don't have that talent. So when you compare yourself to the best team right now, we see the gap. And we see that it's a huge gap. I don't think the team quit. They're just that fucking good. Excuse me for cursing. They're just that good. Like,
Sean, there was no fight.
You
know what?
That's because the Eagles are good enough to make it look that way.
Exactly. I know,
but
guys,
they
I agree with you. Yeah, but we had reinforcement that we didn't have with Dallas that we played to Dallas. Does that mean that Dallas is weak? We stuck with Dallas with less. We got offensive linemen. We got Bellinger back. There was no creativity, and we laid down pretty much for Philadelphia.
I don't think Dallas is in the same level as the Eagles. When I'm talking about the Eagles and what I show today, I'm putting them in the category of almost old, the 85 Bears, and I'm just talking about all-around team. The greatest show on turf, those Rams, I'm putting them in that category. And technically, because of the way Dallas is coached and they ran a lot, not really want to throw around. The first time we played them, it was a backup quarterback. The last time, yeah, we hung, but they run. If they opened up a little bit more, they possibly could be, and their defense is what it will judge them, but I just don't think they have the right coach. Everything in Philly is clicking perfectly. They were opening up holes. There is no if them guys at the line, the Philly offensive line is too big. We can't stop them. It's not like just try harder to stop them. We can't stop them. We have to get better talent. It's just going to take time. but you see the gap. And all our times is being Giant fans, this is to everybody. And, yes, we went on losing streaks to the Philly, and, you know, I know Lady Blue said it since 2007, you know, since we swept them, but there's always been a competitiveness. That there, they've never been that gap of them being this good and us not being that. Even with last year, yeah, we stung up the place, but we're at least trying to get to where they're at. They're a very talented team. Like, yeah, the only way they lose is if they mess up themselves. I'm disappointed. I thought we would hang in there. But, and yes, they are, you know, the special teams, yeah, that sucked horribly. There were certain things that just didn't click. But that Eagles team, even if it would have clicked right, yeah, they still would have won by about 14, 17 points. They're all just right. That good. They really are that good. And, yeah, we can't really put Dallas in that. Dallas should have lost to that. What Houston did was horrible. So, it's – no. Philly – this year is Philly's the win. If they don't want to, if they don't, it's something because of what they do. Because they are really on that type of a roll. So you know what we need to do. Yeah, like I said, the wins we got, I'm happy for. I'm not downplaying the wins. It's whatever we got, lucky, whatever. Can't change play calling. It worked against certain teams. It's not going to work against the real good teams. Carl spoke about it a lot of times, you know, on the show. We're devoid of talent. No matter what we do or try, if you don't have the talent, 9 out of 10 times is not going to succeed. So I just think we got beat down by way better teams. And learn from it and try to play better against Washington. But even with the Washington game, they got better talent than those receivers. But I like the direction that we're going into. There's still that hope. It's just going to take a while. But, yeah, Foley is barring injuries. Yeah, said that they're for real. And we saw how for real they are. Sadly enough, against our own team. So.
Right on.
Bleed blue.
All right, cool. One more. Let's get Billy Bob on. We're going to have a free fall. So if you're not speaking, I'm hearing like a background noise. I don't know who that is. Billy Bob, go ahead and speak your piece, bro, man. How you feel?
Yeah.
If you're in your feelings or if you're not.
I'm in my feelings right now, bro. So it's kind of hard to bring your feelings about this here. It's just, only thing I could keep seeing was number 26 running the ball. It was like, you knew it was going to be that type of game where you just kept seeing. I don't even think, tell you the truth, I don't even think Philly was blocking no more. It just got to a point where you just seen running backs he just kept getting like 5 to 6 yards every time he touched it. Sam just kept touching me. I don't know if the Giants were looking for Jalen Hurts to hurt them, but once you see they had a run game, it was just going to be long for the Giants. Matter of fact, it was going to be long for all of us. And once, because like if you can't stop the run game, it's just a matter of time that you just knew that they were going to hit and dunk you with the passing game. But and then you're looking at, man, listen. The offense, man, it's sad. It's very sad because y'all going to hit me. I know y'all going to get mad at me, but once I felt like you're looking at Sterling Shepard, you know going into this year he constantly get hurt. And then I was kind of hurt to trade Tony. Y'all can tell him whatever y'all want to tell him, but I was looking at that from long view. I was like, how the hell you let a wide receiver go out the door when you know you got to play a team like Philly that got cornerbacks galore and you need weapons to go against this. And, yeah, we had that argument talking about talent at the beginning of the season. I thought we was not that far until we started getting rid of some players and players started getting hurt. Yeah, this is just, it is just like I said, man, the times we reached our ceiling, it was just over. And then it's to the point where you're looking at Daniel Jones, like, I don't think he makes nobody good around on the team. Like, he doesn't make nobody good. Like even with that being said, does people really want to come play with Daniel Jones? Just like how some wives, like the wives people come to come play with Jalen Hurts Brown, how he came there. And you can even say, like, I'm like, regardless of what Tony did, I think that he could have made contribute, even with him being injured, I don't know. He could at least contribute like the dude Smith did for Philly. So, whatever his name is, Smith, he could have did that. He could contribute. But, like I said, man, I just seen, like, what pissed me off, and even in that second quarter when I'm watching Daniel Jones over, like it was just a curl comeback, and you overthrow over Darius Slayton head, which I don't get still. And I'm like, I don't even think Daniel Jones makes anybody better no more. Like he can't. I know he ain't got no weapons. Y'all want to say no weapons, but even with that, man, listen, man, we're not going to beat the dead horse, man. We just, it is what it is. I don't have nothing to give y'all, man. It was just, it's sad right now that, but my whole thing was, leave, be above 500 and make the playoffs. Right now, we might cross one of these lists off. I don't even think we're making the playoffs. And to answer the call question, I don't even think we're beating a second string, whatever it is. It just, it was done from the jump. It was just done. It's like the coaches can't really squeeze the more out of these players, man. It's so confusing that I'm even lost for words right now. It's like they just beat the dogs not out of me, man. So it's like there's nothing to talk about. It's just, I'm just watching, like, when you just see the run game just being rammed down your throat, and you like, this is what it's going to be. And even on special teams, it just looked like something was going to happen on special teams. Like, you're looking at Philly, like, even off on the kickoff return, like, Giants come back and just don't get it, then you just like, Giants should let this man almost run this thing all the way back. That's how I really felt. You just like, you just, whatever can go wrong, went wrong. It's just, that's what it is, man. I'm like, It is what it is, man. I just hope that Daniel Jones don't really get this contract, man. I'm sorry, dog. This hurt, dog. I can't even be in my feelings right now. I'm sorry, y'all. Daniel Jones is not what we're looking for. This hurts, dog. Like, this, it hurts, dog. It hurts because I don't even think Daniel Jones can, like, because I'm saying he can't make nobody better. He can't even make, like, vice versa. Like, you got Kenny Golladay. We can't even use Kenny Golladay, though. That's bad. Even when Kenny Golladay was here, it's like nobody, nobody doesn't want to play for the man. I don't know if y'all want to say he got we laying down. It's just like nobody wants to play no more. Nobody wants to play. It's like we can't even say even with Saquon, like, when you get all that carries, you're supposed to do something when you get all that carries. It's like you're bound to break one. But then I was like, man, I'm lost for words, bro. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm just lost for words, dog. That's how bad it feels. Like, we ain't got nothing. That's nothing, bro.
All right, we'll do this.
When you've lost Billy Bob, you know it's gotten bad.
It's gotten real bad. Let's do this. I'm not going to – real quick. Lit, I heard your voice. Lit.
Yeah, I'm here. Yo, hey, does anybody know how many snaps Kenny Golladay played today? I tried to ask his personal Uber driver if he was active today. Does anybody know how many snaps Golladay played? Very important.
Yeah,
a number less than zero.
No, Steve, because it seems like the personal Uber driver of the Giants knows more than us, the beat writers, ESPN, everybody. So how many snaps did Golladay play, and was he active? I couldn't find that out.
I saw him once on the field. I seen him out there once, but I don't know if he got any targets.
No snaps.
What snap?
I mean, he probably had like three at tops, but yeah, I didn't see him out there a lot. Let's do it. Instead of final thoughts, because we only literally have like 10 minutes left, I'm going to just let you guys just speak. But the thing about that is just try not to talk over each other. If Kristen, we haven't heard your voice in a long time, and Lady Blue, feel free to just to say whatever, man. It's really kind of an extended, it's like a final thoughts, but I just want you guys just to talk amongst each other. You guys, Kristen, if you want to say something, Lit, Bakes, Dre, Sean, whatever, you know, get on and just, you know, have a conversation for the next 10 minutes. We're not really, you know, I'm not going to go one by one. I just want you guys to have a discussion for the last minutes of this episode.
Well, next week is going to be rough. You know, it's not going to get any easier. The easy teams are done. This is it. This is competition. And this is what happens when you play this complete package all the way around. And we don't have that. And we don't have that. But today it was very disappointing. I'm still hurt too. I feel you guys. I'm it's just, I got to laugh to keep from crying, basically, because it's just one hit after another, after another, just relentless, moving the ball effortlessly with nothing, like it was nothing. That shit bothered me, I think, the most. How fluid they were and how much work we actually really have to go. We have a lot of missing pieces. We do have to dump some guys and hopefully we make better decisions and just play better football next week. That's all. Just play solid football. I don't know who got injured tonight. I'm sure there'll be a couple of people that are hurt. But we'll see who stacks up for next week and we'll do the best that we can with what we got. That's all we could do, honestly. Lady Blue.
All right, Lady Blue, anything you'd like to say? Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I know as of right now, we're officially out and classified as in the hunt, and our next 3 out of 4 games is the NFC. So if we don't win any of our next games against the NFC, we're done. And if we played like we played today, but me personally, I did not expect us to do this well this year. So I am happy with what we have, only because what my goal was, since we were basically have new everything, was just to do better than we did last year. And we've done that. Yes, I'm pissed off. Yes, I'm disappointed. But I'm still happy with our, I guess I can say, with being 7-5-1. Or whatever we are, 8-5, I don't, 7-5, 7-6, I don't know. But we did better than last year, and that is the only positivity I can say. But yeah, if we don't beat Washington next, I mean, like I said, out of the division, we need to beat somebody out of our division. That's my goal. We need to beat somebody in our flipping division. But you know what? It is what it is. We're always here each week, and we're always going to be here. And on to Washington. Sleep, Lou.
Yeah, anybody just jump in. Shout out to you, LB. Shout out to you. Anybody can just jump in. I don't care who jumps in, man. I got 8 minutes to get it in. Feel free to speak. Anybody can jump in. And no matter.
Carl, if you said about what we were talking about on that overtime, but you said it doesn't matter, but the Giants just need to go in and lose out the rest of that game. This is not going to benefit us. You already told me. I felt like what you told me, that this was a waste of time. This was a waste of time winning all these games. If you told me everybody's not going to be back.
Yeah, so yeah, we were talking about that the other day. Some of you guys weren't around for what we were talking about in the discussion. It was basically a discussion of how much turnover the roster is going to have between when we're talking about today and when we all play the next game, the first game in September. And basically how I've come to the conclusion, and I think everybody else kind of come to it as well, at least like 60% of the roster is going to be turned over. So the results of whatever you see this season don't translate to next season. Like, I don't believe in the idea of momentum carrying from season to season. And because of all the guys that are going to be here that won't be here next year, it's almost like you're sort of starting over. And basically all this season is just kind of, you know, putting together a house with, like, you know, toothpicks just to get something, you know, just for the season, but it really has nothing to do with the future. And that's kind of what me and Bill Bob were talking about. Like, this season is just kind of what it is, and then next season is going to be kind of when the real thing starts. But I would ask everybody, like, you probably, this probably could be a homework assignment between, like, now and Thursday. Like, who do you guys believe right now are the Giants' 10 best players? And then ask yourself if those same 10 players will be on the roster next September. You'd be surprised as to how many you might think are actually not on the roster.
Don't be shy. Anybody can speak up. Say anything, man. Bakes, if you're still with us. Lit, I think Lit was there. He's gone. Dre, you guys,
yeah.
Mics are open.
Let's go on. Okay. I mean, I guess I'll pause it. Like I said, we can revisit this on Thursday. But like, who do you think the Giants' 10 best players are right now?
That's deep. Okay.
Oh, you want to listen? Where are we reading right now? We got 5 minutes.
Let's get a pen and paper.
I'll tell you right now how I feel at this point. I feel like we just need to blow this shit up and just start fresh. I mean, let Saquon go. Let Daniel Jones go. I mean, I'm cool with just starting clean at this point.
I think that's the way I feel about it because
investing in because the problem is we need so much players to really fix this team that investing in two or three players is not going to fix the team. That's the way I feel about it. To me, it don't really matter who our top 10. Majority, like you said, majority of them are not going to be because, I mean, we got people just walked off the street that's playing for us right now. So the only people that are really going to keep, they're really going to keep are the players that are on rookie contracts. And if there's core players that the ball probably feels he needs, that he might have brought with him, any core players, which he didn't really bring any core players. You know, they're going to clean house. They're definitely going to get rid of any of those Gettleman players. So I definitely don't think Daniel Jones is going to be around. So at this point, I'll be okay with us cleaning house and starting fresh.
Yeah, I think he's done after this. After today versus Philly?
Hey.
At home? Oh, yeah, he's
done. Hey, listen. He's done. The only person I probably could be like, he might be there, and as an anchor, it's probably Dexter Lawrence. But after that, the same two players you named, I don't even think we should be investing in that. Because if we invest in Dave, it's already trying to find a franchise quarterback is already setting us back 15 years, and it's almost going on a good 7. And if we waste money on Saquon, he almost done. So if you're wasting money on that, and then you got Leonard Williams, that's still up for grab. But after that, you don't have a receiver. You might still have your two linemen, your two tackles, but after that, be honest with you, Carl, I don't even think we can name 10 players.
I mean, let's do it. Let's start naming some now. Andrew Thomas, Dexter Lawrence.
Okay.
That's one.
Two.
Leonard Williams,
Dexter
when he's
Lawrence.
Healthy. That's three.
Three.
Love.
Love.
Right.
Love.
Four, he's on
no,
the bottom half of
love.
That. But
we're
yeah.
not
going
to give love that. What about Xavier?
You'd be surprised. Yeah, we can put McKinney in there. Yeah. That's four.
I'll put him in there.
I'll put Love at the, like 10. Honestly, that would be 5.
Let's put Barkley and Jones because they've been on the team this season. Let's put them on that list.
That's 7. That makes it 7.
That's
so
most of
three
that.
More
I like Bellinger.
What about Dennis?
Yeah, I was gonna say Bellinger. Y'all liking Robinson and Bellinger?
Oh, Bellinger.
Yeah.
I like Bellinger.
Dory Jackson.
He might be on that. He might be on that. He might be like 10. He doesn't do it for me, but I understand. Like it's almost like you got to throw somebody in there. I might have to put him in there by default. That would make it 8. There's 2 more slots. Who did we not mention?
How would you get about Thibodeau?
Thibodeau.
He might be in there.
Yeah.
That's 9. That's 9, and then
would Ojulari make this list?
Yeah, Ojulari. Yeah.
How many?
Or Neal? Are we giving?
How many games he played this year, though, Ojulari? It doesn't seem like he's
like
been
three.
There a lot.
He just
are you
about four?
Can we give him? Are we basing on games he actually played, or are you talking about if he was there the entire time the potential? No, or are we just talking about the actual game?
I think it's four. I think four might be the number. So let's. I think four is the number.
Ogilvy, you got to see more.
In that case, let's leave him off this list then.
I would put Glowinski would be in there for me. I mean, at the right guard. I mean, he's been okay. You know what I'm saying?
But the reason why we got to get Ogilvy, least why we got to give him some credit because of what he did last year. He did kind of showed up last year.
But he didn't say last year. He said this year. He said this year.
Right.
What you actually done this year. Done this year. See, that is a very good question. I can't put somebody in there who's only been there three games, dude. Like, come on, like that's three games. Is there anybody else you want to mention? Are we going to count Graham Gano? I mean, he is a kicker. I mean.
I guess. I guess we can do that.
I mean,
he would come in low 10.
So nobody going to say Darius Slayton?
Oh, this season, I guess you could do that.
If he's in there, you got to take off with Dory. Are you going to take off with Dory Jackson? I mean, somebody's got to go off now.
I'd rather Dory.
I would do too. Yeah, I would agree with that.
Okay, so Steve, what's our final list there?
You said let's see, Andrew Thomas. We got Thibodeau. We said Leonard Williams. Okay. We said. Did I say Thibodeau? Ogilvy? No, we didn't say Ogilvy. We said you said Jones and Barkley. That would make it six. Oh yeah, that's the one I was thinking of. Seven. Yeah. That's seven. I think somebody said Julian Love. Eight. McKinney. Nine. And then whoever you want to fill in at that last spot. Somebody mentioned Bellinger. I mentioned Gano. I mean, there's different ways you could go with that.
Okay, so that's our 10 right there, right? Okay, of those 10 players that we just named, how many of those players would you invest in going forward?
I'm definitely not investing in Williams.
Exclude the rookies because obviously they're going to be here.
Love and Bellinger, sure.
No, I'm being real with y'all. I got two, Andrew and Dexter Lawrence.
I'm on the fence on Dexter Lawrence. Because my thought on that is they've always had I like them, but – that's the thing I was going to say about that. And I think I mentioned it before. They've had this history, Linval Joseph, these cats that are always playing tackle. They let them, but that was previous regimes too. So I take that into consideration. So you could always find somebody in the draft at a lower cost to play plugging gap tackles at the 3-4. I'd like them, but that's the reason why we drafted Dexter Lawrence, because we let somebody else go. You know what I'm saying?
It's almost like the running back. That's a repeat pattern.
Yeah, they've always done that.
You're right.
They've always done that. I think that's the 10. Let me say this real quick because we're out of time now. And then you guys can say whatever you guys want to say. The Barkley situation, because I think I heard Big said it, like let him go. Like, that's what makes this shit so fucked up, because when we were front running and winning, and I remember, we said we should have traded Barkley. But it didn't look good when we were 6-2. Now you're like out of the playoff spot. Now you at a position you either franchise them or you can't trade them now, right? We're past the trade deadline. You can't. It's like you're screwed. You're screwed.
But I ain't gonna lie. But Carr did say what we were talking about. The Giants didn't expect this to be happening, so that's why that Barkley trade sounded good. But now it doesn't sound too good because.
You can't trade them now.
Relate with it.
It's too late now. Anybody else want to say something before we jump off? Because we're out of time. Feel free, anybody, real quick.
Yeah, it would have been a proactive move, even if they're winning. And I know that politically they probably could not have done that. But, if you just take the trade that McCaffrey netted this season, which would have been, I think it was a second, a third, a fourth, and a fifth-round draft pick, that was the trade that they got. If you put those five draft picks in the Giants' coffer next season, now all of a sudden you take whatever the Giants were going to have in the draft this year plus five additional picks. Things suddenly you could say, okay, maybe we got something cooking here. But because that didn't happen and now they might just lose him outright there is, you know, you're sort of like double screwed. Like, you don't make the playoffs and then you lose him. But then also,
yeah,
to the bigger point, like, if Billy Bob was correct, if he said the number of those 10 was 2, then that tells you exactly where the roster is right now. The fact that we would only invest really in, outside of the rookies, in like 2 guys out of the entire roster, like, that tells me that next season could be very shaky, kind of like how the 2021 season went, when we thought after 2020 that we thought Joe Judge was building something, but all of a sudden they nosedive and we kept wondering, like, what's going on here? Like, there's a very good possibility that happens, just kind of looking at the construction of the roster right now.
Good point. That's a very good point. We're in quicksand now, y'all. Anybody else want to say real quick?
Listen, the running back thing is tricky, because you name one running back that's in college is coming out next year, or running back that's on the roster in the NFL right now that could be successful with 8 people stacking the box, and that's all your team got is you, basically.
Mm-hmm.
No running back could do that. Even Derrick Henry couldn't do it. Why do you think they lost last week? Because Philly stacked the box. All they did was take care of Derrick Henry, and they won. That's basically our situation with Saquon or any running back comes in. If we don't get the receivers and the rest of the offense on the same page as the run game is.
I hate to say it, but that's a slap on Daniel Jones. You still should have found some way to make Kenny Galladay look better than when he looked. He got Kenny Galladay not even looking average. And that's both ways. That's going both ways. So I'm going to blame both of them, but I really got to blame the quarterback, because that's your job to still get that man the ball, even if he wasn't paying attention.
Uh-huh. I see him. Uh-huh. I've been trying to say that.
Steve, you're right, Steve. I got to give you that credit. That's Daniel Jones. Daniel Jones got to find a way to make him least be average. He's not even being average right now.
That's true. But if it was as easy said done as you guys make it seem, the man is getting $72 million. I think that's half of it, and the other half, I don't even think the coaching staff likes him because of his attitude towards the situation. The play caller, is not calling plays in his favor.
As a quarterback. You have to understand that guy has to touch the ball because he's getting paid that much. I don't care if you got to force feed him, whatever it should have been done, he didn't do it. So that's on Daniel Jones, bro, because that's like, you have to understand it, regardless of what it is. That man has to touch the ball. He's getting paid that much. He came to your team with that type of contract. He was supposed to see that ball, and Daniel Jones got him looking way under, like, the same way, point blank, the same way he got Darius playing the ball. He's supposed to get Kenny Galladay a ball like that, too.
I see what you're saying, but it's really Gettleman's fault, because we don't have that luxury. DJ is not that dude. DJ cannot make somebody look better. So
there you go.
That's not correct. On DJ. That's on who drafts him.
He doesn't make the team better. We've been saying that. He does not uplift the team. He doesn't take average and make them above average. He doesn't throw them open. He doesn't put him in situations to win. He's not that kind of quarterback.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Even Tannehill know how to throw people open. And he's a game manager.
We got to go. Yo, we'll be on Thursday, 7 p.m. versus the Commanders. Thank you, guys, ladies and gentlemen, everybody on here. And what an ass with the team. We'll be on Thursday. We'll recover from our wounds by Thursday. Bleed blue.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Bleep, bloop, bleep, bloop, bleep, bloop, bleep, bloop, bleep.